MSO New Sports, giving voice to the North Shore. Powered by Taparo Capital Management. This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell. We are joined now by baseball insider Andy Carboni. And again, another week and another hello, Andy.
And another thank you very much, Bill. Happy to be back once again. Last night at Fenway Park, the Red Sox lost to the Rays 4-3. Rafael Devers and Wally Abreu each hit home runs. Tanner Houck charged with the loss after allowing three runs, one of them earned, and five hits and 5 2/3 innings. On Jersey Street tonight, Sox and Rays play the final game of their four-game series. Red Sox also wrapping up a seven-game homestand. First pitch at 7:10, Cooper Criswell getting the call on the mound. After today's game, the Red Sox head out on a six-game road trip, three games in St. Louis, and then three more games in Tampa. Red Sox find themselves this morning at 22-21 on the season, third place in the AL East, now 6.5 games behind the first place, Yankees.
Okay, Andy. Since the last time we talked, it seems like you win a game, you lose a game for this for the Boston Nine.
That seems to be the case, no doubt about it. Last we spoke on Friday, Nationals came to town. They beat the Red Sox 5-1. The Red Sox came back on Saturday to double up the Nationals 4-2 as Rafael Devers drove in two runs with a double in the bottom of the eighth to break the 2-2 tie. On Sunday, the Red Sox nipped the Nationals 3-2. Brian Baio came off the injured list, allowed two runs over five innings for his fourth win of the season. Then the Rays came to town on Monday and defeated the Red Sox 5-3. Tyler O'Neill did hit his team-leading 11th home run in that loss. On Tuesday night, Red Sox beat the Rays 5-4 in 12 innings. First baseman Romy Gonzalez walk-off single scored Connor Wong with the winning run. And, of course, we mentioned what happened last night. So, as you say, win a few, lose a few, and the 500 type season just keeps rolling right along.
Yeah, maybe it's win two, lose two. Maybe I misspoke. All right. Well, any player updates, Andy, on the team since the last time we talked?
Well, no major updates in regards to the current roster, but a couple of movements for former Red Sox players I like to update people on. Former pitcher Matt Barnes, he was designated for assignment by the Nationals. And former Sox catcher Blake Swihart has signed with a team in the Mexican League. He had been playing with an independent league team in the Atlantic League.
All right, Andy. Major League Baseball news. What do you have for us here this week from around the big leagues?
Well, back on Saturday, old friend J.D. Martinez of the Mets broke up the Braves' combined no-hitter with a home run with two outs in the bottom of the ninth. The Braves still won, though, 4-1. And yesterday, Astros pitcher Ronel Blanco received a 10-game suspension, an undisclosed fine, for having a foreign substance in his glove during Monday's game against the A's earlier this season. Blanco pitched a no-hitter, happened back on April 1st against the Blue Jays.
You know, Andy, I'm wondering how these Red Sox TV ratings are doing this week, because every night we either have a Bruins or a Celtics game. For some of us watching those, I'm sure you're still watching the Red Sox, but I don't know. What are your thoughts on the excitement over at Fenway Park right now in the last few weeks?
Well, I really wouldn't call it excitement. I'd just call it watching some baseball games. If you're a fan of baseball, that's pretty much what it is. Obviously, the big excitement in the city is following the Bruins and the Celtics and their playoff run. Yes, I'm still mainly watching the Red Sox, but I do flip back and forth to see what's going on in those playoff games. But that's what you'd expect this time of year with the playoffs going on in the NBA and the NHL for the local teams to be getting the most eyes on the TV sets. Especially with the Red Sox playing the way they are, they're kind of an afterthought at this point.
You know, I think we talked about this last week, Andy, but in a way, Red Sox pitching is really not the problem at all this year, is it?
Certainly isn't. They're still leading Major League Baseball for the starting pitchers in ERA. The issues so far this season have really been team defense. They've been making a lot of errors, and the hitting has been really hot and cold, no doubt about it. They've had some streaks, so they're hitting the ball all over the place, but more often than not, they seem to be struggling to score some runs, as you can see from the scores we've talked about in the last week. The Red Sox, the biggest run output in the last week has been five runs, so basically either two, three, or four runs a game. So the hitting has been an issue, but of course, you've lost Trevor Story and Tristan Casas with injuries, so that takes out, and also Masataka Yoshida. So those are the three names in the middle of the lineup that Alex Cora thought he'd have for the long run during the season that he's just filling in with parts that the front office gives him, as they say.
All right, Andy, anything else you want to share with us about the Red Sox this week?
Well, see how the starting pitching continues as they head on the road. Playing the Cardinals will be a different look, seeing the National League team playing out in St. Louis. That'll be something different to see. And then, of course, going back to Tampa, that's always a tough place for the Red Sox to play. So hopefully the bats can pick things up a little bit, and maybe we'll have more wins than losses to talk about next week, and not just a win here and a loss there and a couple wins here and a couple losses there.
Well, yeah, and I have been following the Bruins and Celtics during the playoffs as close as I can, or am able to. But yeah, I feel like the Red Sox are in the National League in the last month. I mean, what's going on here? You know?
Yeah, certainly.
I don't have a problem with that either, but it just seems like they're in the National League. Yeah,
been playing a lot of National League teams, that's for sure, recently, and I've got some more coming up soon.
You got it. All right, Andy. Andy Carboni, Baseball Insider, here with us on MSONewsSports.com.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.